Jonah chapter 2. When my soul fainted within me, I remembered the Lord, and my prayer went up to you, your holy temple. Jonah 2:7. There are moments in life when it feels like everything is over, where there's no way out. That's how Jonah felt in the belly of the great fish. And that's how many of us feel in the midst of a long illness, a crushing failure, or a grief so heavy it steals the air from our lungs. I vividly remember the story of the 33 miners trapped in a mine near a place in Chile. Mario, one of them, shared the panic he felt as the rescue capsule lifted him towards the surface. "I screamed. I just wanted to get out, to see the light," he said. That feeling of being trapped in darkness, I've felt it too, though in different ways. And in these moments, we cry out in desperation, just like Jonah. In my distress, I called to the Lord, and he answered. Author Larry Crabb once wrote, "When our greatest passion is to solve our own problems, we look for a plan to follow more than a person to trust." How true that is. God doesn't long for frantic vows. He desires a daily relationship. And even when we forget him, he never forgets us. Jonah's cry reached the temple of God, and even our fainted sigh can reach him too. The Lord doesn't just see us, he hears us, rescues us, and restores us. So today, if you feel like you're in a pit, a capsule, or a deep abyss, remember this: you can still cry out, and God still answers.